Don't be afraid, child.
I'm not afraid.
The Dottores will take good care of you. Dottore Pavia, Dottore Zeno.
Sister Teresa, is this the girl?
It is.
Come here, child.
Go on.
They look like birds.
Hush, go.
Let's take a look at you. What do you think?
Feverish. I'm beginning to swell about the neck. Sensitivity to light. Early stages, I'd say. A prime candidate.
Her family. Are they...
already with God.
Very well. We will take good care of her.
Rosella, you're going to go with the Dottores so they can make you better. You'll behave, won't you?
Yes, Sister Teresa.
Remember, have faith and the Lord shall provide.
Yes, Sister. Thank you.
Don't touch me. Goodbye.
Come along, child. Here we are. Into the boat. You can sit right there across from me. Your name is Rosella.
Yes, Dottore.
That's a beautiful name. I'm Dottore Pavia, and the one behind you with the oars is Dottore Zeno.
Charmed.
He doesn't talk much, but he remembers everything, which is a very good thing for a Dottore, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's happening?
The plague?
That's right. But I don't want you to worry. We treat plague, you see, and we are going to take you someplace where you will be well.
Away from Portua?
That's right. A hospital in San Marco.
Is there plague in San Marco?
No, not a single case. They have a thing called a quarantine. Do you know what a quarantine is?
Uh-uh.
It means the Dottores there keep out the plague.
They must be very good Dottores.
Yes, they must be.
Never been away from Porto before.
Well, then, this is a bit of a trip for you, then, isn't it?
It looks so small from here. The Duke's Palace, the Basilica, the ships and dock. I could squish them all between my fingers. Squish. Do you wear those scary masks?
Well, they are a bit frightening, aren't they? They protect us.
How?
They cover our skin and eyes, so when people cough, it doesn't infect us. And see these long beaks? Like a bird's.
Mm-hmm.
We put herbs in there to clean the air. That way we don't breathe in the miasma.
Everyone wear them.
I don't think anyone's even thought of it. Maybe they should. You want to ask me something else, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Go on, it's all right.
What did I do wrong?
wrong, child?
Sister Teresa says the plague is a punishment from God for our sins.
Huh. Of course she did.
I didn't always listen to Mother and Father. And sometimes, when my brother was mean and took my toys, I would curse him and have bad thoughts. Is that why God took my family away? Is that why he made me sick?
Rosella, God is not angry with you. God did not give you plague.
But Sister Teresa said...
Sister Teresa is a stupid old hag.
Do you like music, Rosella?
Yes.
Imagine you hear a beautiful song, one you really like. It can stick in your head, can't it? And maybe you find yourself humming it. Someone else hears you humming, and now it sticks in their head. Very good. They go home and hum around their friends and family, who also start humming. And so it goes until everyone has this one tune stuck in their head. Do you follow?
I think so.
The plague is like that song. You caught it not because you are a bad person, but because someone's body was humming near you. And now your body is humming as well, trying to pass it on to others.
But music is made by people.
This is true.
So someone had to start humming Portua for the plague to spread.
You are a very smart girl. Do you know that? Here we are. Rosella, welcome to San Marco. Let me help you up. Take this note for the Casa de Buenos Aires. It's a big white building with pillars. Give them that note and they'll take you in.
You aren't coming with me?
There are still many sick people in Portua. Much sicker than you. We have to go back and do what we can for them.
But I don't know where to go.
San Marco is a very friendly town. If you ask someone, they'll lead you there.
What if my body starts humming?
Sorry?
If my body starts humming the plague song when I'm near them, won't they catch it?
Very, very smart girl. You could be a dottore someday. Remember what I said about San Marco? They have a quarantine. It will protect them. Take our torch. It will light your way.
All right.
You are very brave, Rosella. Now off you go. The sooner you get to the Casa de Buenos Aires, the sooner we can make you better.
Shame.
You do get attached.
Even you have to admit, that one had potential.
A little too much. The last thing we need is for a carrier to figure it out. Thank God for limited vocabulary.
I suppose. So, bloodletting. Conclusion?
As ineffectual a treatment in Portua as it was in Alesco and Messini.
The source of the contagion must lie in one of the other humors.
Black bile? A tonic of arsenic and mercury should purify the excess and rebalance the body's fluids.
Of course, we will need plenty of subjects to test for proper dosage.
And with the Portua strain nearly burnt through and so many cities turning to quarantine, where, oh where, will we find a new outbreak?
Have faith, Zeno. As the good sister said, the Lord shall provide.
The Plague Song was written by Jim McDonnell and produced by Catherine Ranella. This story is featured as part of the MAT Scriptwriting Competition Winners Collection of 2017, featuring the voice talents of Michaela Smith as Rosella, Allison Holm as Sister Teresa, Susan Wismar as Pavia, and Sean Brown as Zeno. Music provided by Kevin McLeod as permitted under a Creative Commons license. Additional sound effects provided by SoundSnap and freesound.org. The executive producer is Dan Michalko. This has been a Merity Media Midnight Audio Theater production.